not very fast. The first link in our list of priorities ought to be God and serving God. But when we worry about this or that, the things in this life that we really have no control over, then it distorts our priorities. In fact, Jesus begins his talk here in verse 25 of Matthew 6. And it says, therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will Remember in our text in verse 30, Jesus said, "Oh, you of little faith." others, not the future. It's probably the oldest suit I have in the closet, and it's older than some in this auditorium, some in this congregation. Peter would tell us in 1 Peter 3:12 that the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. What we need to understand is that we cannot allow our worry to put us out ahead of God. You know, when I think about this phrase, that worry runs ahead of God, how many times have you been out with children, grandchildren, and they start to run ahead of you, and they get so far out in front of you, you have to call them back because there's dangers. There are dangers that we are concerned about when our children or grandchildren get too far ahead of us, and we want them to come back if they decide that we're behind them or leave in front of us. The same is true spiritually speaking. If I'm worrying about stuff and it takes me ahead of God, then I'm in a dangerous place. I need to be where God is at. Now the last point we want to look at is that worry borrows trouble. Jesus said in Matthew 6:34, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. You know, when it comes to worry about anything and everything, the best we can do is to live one day at a time. That's what Jesus said in verse 34. Don't worry about what's going to happen tomorrow. Tomorrow they've got here yet. When tomorrow gets here, we'll take care of tomorrow. Today is what we need to focus on, what we're going to do today. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. When I try to look for tomorrow and look down the road and down the road and down the road, then what I'm doing is I am compounding my trouble, my worry. And Jesus said, just deal with today. You know, a lot of things that we worry about down the road never happen. And if they do happen, how did worrying about last week help them? They don't. So as we close out this lesson, we need to remember that the Apostle Paul asked the Lord 3 times to remove his thorn in the flesh. And God responded to him in 2 Corinthians 12:9 and told him, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. We need to take that advice from God. And God's grace is sufficient for us when we want to work. We ask the Lord to help us get through these days and through this time of trial, through our worry. And the Lord gives us His Word. But sometimes we're not satisfied with His Word. One Bible scripture in the lesson is yours. The psalmist tells us in Psalm 118:24. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice in Him. Be happy with today. Be satisfied with today. Today is the day that the Lord has given. Tomorrow is not here yet. Monday is not here yet. Tuesday is not here yet. The days coming up haven't got here yet. It doesn't mean we're not concerned, but we do not need to worry. The only thing we need to worry about is if we're living today in a way that pleases God. It may be that you're going to sound my voice and you understand that you need to become a child of God. Please contact me or one of the elders or one of the brethren here and we'll help you make that happen. You've got sins,